still out, which then got you in trouble there?
Absolutely. Too many mistakes.
Anything, you know, any recurring things or just a little thing here and there?
Yeah, little thing. I mean, Fresno State's a good team.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that everybody wants to blow right by. And when you play a good team, you can't make too many errors. We made way too many across the board.
How would you characterize the team's mindset right now?
I think they're fine. You know, they don't like losing. Show me a good loser, I'll show you a loser. I mean, that's the bottom line. So, but we got a short time to shake it off, and you know, right back to work to improve.
Looks like beating Boise State is the way to get in the top 25.
Yeah.
Two undefeated teams, both ranked, that beat you, though. You're losing a good team.
Well, you know, I said it before, but everybody wants to blow right by this. This will be the toughest schedule that we've played since I've been here. Now, no one really cares about that. I get that. You know, it's about finishing on the field. But, you know, it's predictable. I mean, these are good teams that we're playing. And, you know, you got chances, but you just can't make that many errors.
Defensively, you know, they had a lot of receivers that were fairly open in that game. Having trouble with assignments, or is it physical stuff?
It's a little bit of both, and there's no question. I mean, that's the one thing you don't like to see is guys running wide open down the field. But it's hard on defenses these days. You know, football has changed, and linemen can go downfield when you're throwing the ball. And so we, you know, everybody's got to figure out a way to stop those type of plays. You know, if a kid's right there and competing for the ball, and another guy makes a play, you know, that's football. I mean, that's going to happen. They got good players too. You know, if we're not executing our assignments well, you know, then that's on all of us. You know, starting with coaches to go back and simplify to give our guys a chance to be right there and fight for the ball.
You counted 11 new guys playing on defense right now. To absorb two or three of those guys, I would think would be a lot easier than to have new guy next to new guy next to new guy out there.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, it's not any one thing. It's just a lot of little things. And you know, it kind of starts with personnel and experience, those type of things. I mean, they're good guys. If they'll fight hard, we'll improve. But there's no substitute for experience. There really isn't.
What did you learn about your quarterback in that game?
Yeah, Joe played tough. You know, I mean, he's playing, you know, he's playing well. But nobody's playing perfect by a long stretch. And, you know, there's a handful of plays that he's got to make if we want to get over that hump as well. And, you know, that's the position on offense that all fingers are going to point at when it's really good or, you know, when it's not. And, you know, made some really spectacular plays, really proud of him. But there's also some plays that he needs to be able to make at this point in his career. And that's not the, you know, that's not to single that whole thing out because we could start right here with me. And go down the line that everybody's got to do a little bit better. But when you're playing a really good team and the margin for error is slim, I mean it is what it is.
How's he feeling?
He's fine.
I know he finished the game, but he said he was hurting. I didn't know. I mean, is his status fine for this week?
Yeah, let me just say this again. So, you know, unless the guy's out long term, I'm not commenting on it. I mean, so you guys don't have to ask. And it's not because of you guys. I'd like to tell you guys, and our, you know, it's just it doesn't help us. I mean, Southern Miss is going to sit here and watch every single word I'm saying on down the line. So I don't comment on that. He's not out long term, and so we're good to go.
Anybody hurt long term in that
nope.
game, or where guys came out?
Nobody's long term.
How did the conversation with Jay go? How's his mindset right now?
Well, you know, Jay can't fumble. I mean, that's another one right there. Again, we can – you know, those are, you know, the quarterback will stick out and fumbling will stick out. But we could really talk about probably 70 plays, you know, and it's really no different every game. You really could, from special teams all the way down. If he does this, things change. But, you know, turnovers are, besides score, the number one thing that everybody knows. And, you know, we'll just see how he progresses. I mean, he knows, he gets it. And, go from there.
Is it a carelessness thing? Is it a technique thing? Is it a?
Yeah, it's technique. You know, the ball just can't come away from your body, and because it's always going to be, you know, kind of a hand coming in there out of nowhere when you're diving, and you know, it's easier said than done. And when you look at the one that, you know, a hand just barely got in there as he was diving forward, and it looked like the ball was semi-secure in there. Semi's not going to get it all the time, you know. Just came right out.
How about Balthazar? How do you feel about him?
Yeah, I think he's doing a nice job. You know, he plays hard and runs hard, and, you know, he's just got that calm demeanor where whatever the stage, he kind of plays the same. And so we're pleased with him, and he'll keep getting better as well.
Has he exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, sure, because you really never know how these kids are going to do until they get with you for a while and they get in games, and that changes things. So he's been with us a short time. He's been in all four games, and, you know, he's really done a nice job.
On that fake extra point for the two-point conversion, you said after the game it was wide open, it was execution. Was it a blocking thing?
It wasn't wide open. They executed better than us. I went back and looked at that. I thought we had it. Matt thought he had it. And they played it a little bit better than we played it.
He hit his own man in that play, didn't he?
No, there was a guy first made contact. It was 3-on-3 with Matt being the ball carrier. And we're kind of looking for a numbers matchup. And Matt makes the call on that. And if he thinks, hey, you know, I know I got two blockers and there's going to be a free guy, me and him, he makes a call whether he can get in or not. And the guy made a nice play.
Was that something that you guys had seen on tape that might be open?
No.
Or just a random?
We've done that for many years. And so he's got to make a call. Players got to make plays and, you know, and go fast.
You've had a couple of those where it's bit you a little bit. Does it give you pause about using that at all? You still like using that?
We do, you know. I mean, you know, you can talk about whatever. I mean, if a fake punt doesn't work, it's all why are you doing that? When it does, you guys are geniuses. I mean, that's how we're going to play.
Now, is that a player call, the fake punt?
It is.
Really?
Yeah. And so he knows when to get out of it, and he knows the look that we're looking for.
But you send him out there saying, look for this?
Absolutely.
You're
so if the number.
You're talking about the up man, the
mm-hmm.
punt.
Yep.
Who was that this year?
Dylan Lukart.
Dylan.
Well, he's got a green light because he gets to catch the balls.
Yeah, and Mag thinks he can score too, so it's hard to call those guys off. So, but they got to go play.
You ran 100 plays on offense, and it seemed like certainly was wearing their defense down there in the fourth quarter. But I would think it's got to wear on your offense a little bit at some point, doesn't it, running 100 plays?
I think our guys were fine. I don't think anybody was complaining about being tired. Matt Miller probably took a few too many snaps. You know, those receivers that run a lot, his play count was probably a little bit high. And maybe another receiver in there, just without Aaron. But other than that, I think guys were fine.
How about the job Ware did replacing Brooks?
Well, he did a nice job catching the ball he should have caught, and he should have caught another one. And so he's, you know, work in progress as well.
I know we've asked you about Grant before, but for him to come in like that and not miss a beat.
I think Grant's a good player. I really do. And, you know, I just wish we could find more ways to get him in the game and let him go without disrupting, you know, Joe's rhythm or anything like that. Because Grant brings something to the table. Grant can throw the ball, but Grant can run. And so we'll just kind of keep looking at ways. And I think you saw it right there. I mean, we have no hesitation with him.
You say you have like a package for him or whatever. But I mean, is what he can do the same as what Joe can do or more?
He runs well. I mean, he runs really well. So that's probably a little bit different right there. And so you just, you know, you're trying to keep everybody involved.
Has he improved his passing?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's got very good mechanics. He's got a strong arm. The ball comes out. I mean, his whole thing is probably just, you know, what Joe does so well is he's got such a good command of our system. You know, people will be surprised at the different things that we're looking at and checking out of and run to pass and pass to run and, you know, and deciding as the ball's in his hands what to do with things there. And so sometimes he makes it look easy, and it's not really. And so what he brings to the table is just that command. And, you know, he's played a lot of football for us. And so that's the thing that Grant and Nick Patty are still, you know, working to get down is the command of everything we're doing.
A couple times. Do you have a conversation with Joe on the sideline after the hit and be like, is there a line where, I know he wants to play, he wants to be out there, but worry about him hurting the team by going back out there? Do you have to have that conversation? And say,
I didn't have that conversation at all. Yeah, I said, can you go? And he said, yeah, okay, let's go play. And he did fine.
A couple times lately, I think the bowl game and this game, you brought Grant in and left him out there for three plays versus running him off.
Yeah.
Are you trying to do that a little bit more?
I think it would work better that way. You know, he'll have a package, whether it's a personnel package or a grouping, and so then sometimes the plays, you know, the play caller's got to make that call on how they fit together, where we are on the field. you know, I think in an ideal world, you just leave him out there for a series, and we could do that, but that's just not how it's been quite set up just yet.
You like better having him for three plays versus on both of those guys that you talk about, the continuity in the, of, you know, for Joe, I mean, easier to take him out for three plays versus take him off, put him back, take him off?
Probably in an ideal world, you'd like that, you know, just to let him go a little bit, and maybe we'll do that down the road. But, you know, we kind of package the plays and how they're going to fit together, and they don't have to fit together necessarily back to back to back. And so, you know, the offensive coaches kind of make that call.
I know we asked you about this after the game, but on that pooch kick, is the main goal of that just so the main returner isn't returning it, or
That is probably the main goal, and then the second goal is they're hard to field. I mean, we work on it all the time. We worked on it today, and you know, we didn't execute it properly. And so it's, you know, when the kids catch it, and even when a fair catch, I mean, those guys aren't, they don't spend a ton of time fair catching, you know, balls, or let alone catch them and then trying to run with them.
Yeah.
And so you'll see that a decent amount of the time.
So part of it is hoping that they hits off his leg or they fumble.
Always.
So you went for that sort of as a quasi-onside kick, more or less?
Not necessarily. We didn't want the returner to have it, and that's part of the deal. I mean, our guys are going to cover, and they know that there's a good chance that that ball can hit the ground.
The decision to put Dallas as the kick returner?
Just trying to spread guys around and play to guys' strengths, and we got guys that have different strengths, and, you know, we'll keep that. You know, Dallas did a nice job, but that job's, you know, no jobs are solidified. That job's not solidified. You know, those plays were blocked pretty cleanly, and Dallas did a nice job of hitting the crease. But we have some other guys, too, that, you know, will continue to compete back there and get a look as well.
Did you think there was one or two where if he would have turned the other way, he could have been gone?
Not as clean on tape as probably it looked, you know. I kind of thought that myself, but you put it on there, and, you know, they were running pretty good.
Defensively, I don't know how much involvement you have with that side of the ball, but is there a certain frustration that it doesn't seem to be a lot of things you can build on right now on that side of the ball?
Oh, we'll get better. There's no question we'll build on. I mean, we got a lot of young guys. You just said, you know, how many new guys we got out there. So it's, you know, first and foremost, a lack of experience, you know, of playing at that level, of playing in our system. And you know, it's a fine line of how much we can give our guys to keep the offenses off balance, but yet not, you know, not confuse ourselves. And so we'll continually tighten that up.
Does the quickness of the play call and people getting up there limit the amount of stuff you can do?
It can, but that's not a bad thing, you know, especially when you got a bunch of young guys.
It looked like three different times in that game you got caught with 10 people on the field and then called a couple of timeouts because of it. You guys haven't...
No, we had 10 guys, I think, on one time.
Okay.
And then we might not have had the wrong call. One time we didn't even need a timeout. So, you know, it's... We're trying to get certain guys in there and certain calls. And, you know, in the first half, I don't have nearly as a problem with it in the first half as the second half. You'd like to be a little tighter on those timeouts. So, hey, they don't do you any good taking timeouts into halftime.
That substitution thing become harder at the pace football is becoming?
Absolutely.
Trying to get those guys on and off the field?
Calls become harder. Substitutions become harder, without question.
Balanced offense again. Over 200.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're making strides there. It's balanced. It's good. You know, we'd like to score a few more points. You know, I think when you feel like you leave some points on the field, whether it's in the red zone or kicking field goals or turning the ball over, that's a little bit frustrating. But we're making progress.
I think Joe got sacked four times, I think. Was it something they were doing on the D-line or was it the O-line?
You know, it's not one thing. Our protection needs to be a little bit cleaner. He needs to get rid of the ball a little bit faster. Receivers need to chase some guys. I think one of those was, you know, a coverage deal. And so, again, you play a kind of aggressive defense. You can't hold the ball. I mean, I'll go back to saying this. I think sacks are 90% on the QB. But, you know, he's trying to find things. And so, I mean, it's easy for me to sit here and talk about that, but it's a snap of your fingers. You got to make that decision.
You're going to split time with running backs again?
We will. You know, we like all those guys, and that's kind of one of the frustrating things is I think we got, you know, more than Aaron and Jay back there. I do. And so we're trying to figure out ways to get those guys all on the field and, you know, utilize their strengths.
Dylan Lukart pressed into action because of the injury to Iowani there. Looked like he acquitted himself pretty well.
He did. You know, Dylan's, again, he's going to continually get better as he gets more experience back there. I mean, that safety is a complicated position. It's one of the probably the more complicated positions on the field defensively. You know, you're involved so heavily in the run game, but yet, you know, all the passing different combinations that you're seeing with the play action in there, that can be a sticky position. And, you know, he plays hard. That's what you got to love about that guy. I mean, he goes one speed. And so he'll continue to gain experience and become a crafty player back there. I mean, I think about that. You know, our safety's got to be really, really crafty. I think that's one of the things that Jeremy is. Jeremy's a pretty physical player, but he's also pretty smart back there.
Last year we were sitting here, Southern Miss hadn't won a game.
Yeah.
Southern Miss hasn't won a game since then.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with anything on our side. I mean, I see the talent that they have. They got a new staff, and they're getting them dialed into their schemes. They played some pretty good opponents. They just had a bye. You know, we always watch tape when you look at these guys, say, okay, when they're playing at their best. I mean, the one thing that's hurt those guys tremendously is turnovers. I mean, they'll be the first to tell you, I know it. And if you take that turnovers, cut those in half, their whole season's probably different.
What do they do offensively?
Spread.
Gee,
yeah, spread you out.
Shot.
Yeah. So they spread you out, and you know, a lot of receivers, and pop that run game in there. And but they do have athletes, no question.
Are there things they do differently than they did last year? I mean, we've got a coaching.
Yeah, it's completely different. I mean, it's more of the Oklahoma State system. That's where Coach Monken came from, running that Oklahoma State offense. So it's a spread system, but, you know, it's certainly different than what they did last year.
And what about on defense? Is it completely different? Or?
Yeah, it's different. It's different. Different blitzes, those type of things. They're primarily a four-man front. They do get into some three-man, but I've been seeing a lot of, I guess it's been kind of back and forth, but we've seen a lot of three-man front, it seems like, these days. We're back to kind of a four-man front.
When you've got new personnel, do you throw that old tape away, or do you use it just to look at individuals on the field?
Yeah, scheme-wise, not so much with a whole new staff. We certainly watch the game because I know they're watching it to see, you know, is there anything we forgot about. And you'll watch some of their personnel. Certainly when you played against, I think it helps our players. Those guys that they, you know, had matchups last year that they're back, helps to see.
We talked a lot about decision-making on offense. How much did decision-making on defense play into what happened last Friday?
In terms of?
Just split decisions the guys have to make. Derek Carr passing.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, I think we got to get aligned a little bit better, a little bit quicker. We got to be a little more solid with our assignments because the teams put you in binds with this. You know, not only, you know, so much of it's play action game that you're faking to the back, the linemen are going downfield, balls pop behind the linebackers, you know, safeties are coming up on the run. I mean, we do it as well. And so that's difficult, and it's something we got to get better at.
The turnovers you mentioned for Southern Miss, your defense forced a ton in that Tennessee Martin game, but outside of that, I think only has three or two the other games. Seems like turnovers are so key right now, particularly since offenses are scoring so quickly. If you can stop a possession with a turnover, it makes maybe a bigger difference than even in years past.
Yep, print that.
Is there something you can do to force more?
I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I said this way back when in the summertime. I mean, everybody knows that the keys to winning and starting with turnovers, and everybody works on them, and then some games you get them and some you don't, and nobody has the formula. All I know is we'll continue to work on them, like Southern Miss is working on them, like we're trying to work on them.
I mean, is being nearer receivers or getting more guys around the ball, or are there things like that? That you
absolutely. I mean, you know, I think the better you become as a, you know, of knowing your assignment, your job, being able to play more aggressive, get more guys around the ball, all those things for sure help.
Talked a lot about the changes in college football offensively. Do you see more now stuff that you were doing 6-7 years ago much more often on the other side of the ball?
Well, I just think probably the no huddle. You know, everybody's kind of in a 2-minute drill, and I know so many people have said forever, it's like, why don't you guys do that all the time? You know, it always seems to work. And so you see more of that type of stuff. And, it doesn't always work. And there's certainly trade-offs, not only just on offense. I mean, there's a lot of trade-offs on offense that, you know, we're making progress. You know, we're starting to score some points. You know, we have some balance. But there's still some trade-offs that are different than how we used to do things. And some of them are better, and some of them aren't.
You mentioned that lineman thing a couple times. I noticed that in this Thursday night game, the Clemson North Carolina game, they threw a flag and then realized that that's not actually illegal. Is there something that should be done, or should they look at that rule? Because it is giving the offenses a huge advantage.
You know, I don't know. I think people like seeing points being scored, and I think they like, and so that's, you know, that's for powers that be to decide. It is what it is, and people are taking advantage of it, making it very difficult on the defenses. You know, there's a lot of things that are different, you know, than the NFL. You know, the punt game. You know, I don't like the punt game, how we do it. You know, I like the NFL. I think it makes it more exciting when you can't go downfield and you got to go and get your punt returner loose. Of course, I'd say that's one guy I get a coach. But, you know, but there's a lot of little subtleties, but that's certainly a big one.
And people see, you know, people react to the NFL game. Hey, that lineman's 5 yards down.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to get away with the NFL at all.
Yeah. Did they tweak that rule, or are people just taking advantage of it more than they did?
That's come into play. I think people are taking way more advantage of it with these systems. But I do remember a few years back when they started talking about it, and I don't know if it was 4 or 5 or 3 years ago, but I remember Chris Ault, when they were talking to us about it, that he said, I mean, he kept asking about it, and he's like, well, that's going to change things. And I'm thinking, well, how's that going to change things? But he obviously knew.
Does the ball have to be thrown in a certain place?
No. You just can't, you know, I think it's that 3 to 4, I think 4 is, you know, it's a 3 to 4 yard buffer kind of gray area that they get. And then, but I haven't really seen it called where, right. You know, pretty soon you see linemen going out for passes.
So if you throw the sideline pass that's sort of basically at the line of scrimmage,
yeah,
they can be firing their linemen out in the middle.
That's what's happening every time. You guys are watching the ball go out there. Right, you're not watching the line. The line's downfield.
Yeah. Connor Peters got a little more playing time.
Yeah.
With Gabe out.
Yeah.
What did you see out of him? He caught some passes.
Connor can catch a ball. He's got good hands. You know, it just comes back to that experience thing. I mean, the one thing about Gabe is he's been in our system for a long time and knows the subtleties. And so it's good to get Connor a bunch of snaps, and hopefully that improves him and us.
How much advance warning did he know that he was going to get more playing time?
Well, we practiced him the whole week like he was going to be the guy, and we weren't sure. You know, towards the end of the week, we kind of figured Gabe was only going to be an emergency guy because he didn't get the reps.
Being short on tight ends, what's that doing to what you guys can do, want to do on offense?
You know, you just play to your personnel, I think. We're never going to be so one-dimensional, two-dimensional that, okay, if this is our problem, you know, we're stuck. We'll just go a different direction.
What kind of steps is Jake Hardy making?
I think he's making progress as well. You know, again, it comes down to experience for him as well. Kind of broken record here, but, you know, he's a smart guy. He's very conscientious. He works his tail off. So just those experience reps will help him.
He caught that two-point conversion. That play, I know Matt was kind of running around for a while.
No, that was designed like that. Yeah, it's good. I mean, Jake, you know, he can catch the ball well. I mean, it just comes down to experience with him as well.
It looks like at the end of the game you're playing DeMarcus and Bo out there at the same time, maybe with a three-man front.
Was yeah.
A change you guys made during the game, is that a package?
Yeah, just a little more speed on the field.
What do you think of the steps that Bo Martin has taken since he's come here?
Yeah, I think Bo's I love Bo. He's a great, great person. You know, he does everything right. He's one speed. I mean, he is all the time one speed. I mean, he's a guy that stays late after practice to stretch every day. I mean, he's just a routine guy, and he goes hard every play.
Tanner's been out there for a couple of games. He's already got the hammer once, recovered a fumble on kickoff. He bring a little energy out there as a true freshman?
Like Tanner Vallejo a lot, really do. He is a good player, and he's only going to get better. I mean, he's a football player. He's got great instincts, really tough, and excited to watch him continue to progress.
I'm going to ask you about Bo before Jake. Guy from Division II transfers, that's not something you see. What did you think you were going to get when you got him? And
you know, I'll say this. Some of the transfers that we've had here have been guys that have transferred from so-called lower divisions up. It just seems like those guys that may have started somewhere and they come here and they got to sit. And I don't have those guys at the top of my head, but those are the kind of guys that seem to have done well. we haven't had a lot of luck with transfers that, you know, Division One to Division One. We just, we haven't taken a lot. And the guys that we have going way back when haven't really done much for us. And so, you know, he's one of those guys that is, you know, we didn't really know again. And he totally came looking for us. And we're like, yeah, okay, we got a spot. And, you know, the first year you're ineligible, so you practice. And but he's just done everything right since he's been here.
The late game, the 8:15 kickoff. How do you, what do you do during the game? What do you do?
What do I do? Worry. That's why I like 1 p.m. games. Yeah, it's just different. We just kind of stretch our day out a little bit more. And, you know, the next day you're up early, Adam. You know, our schedule is so, so hard and weird. From having, you know, Friday games to bye weeks to late night games. I mean, the coaches can adapt fine. I think it's really hard on the kids. You know, I mean, they just show up early and say, now what are we doing today? I mean, that's really what they kind of do, because you got your red shirt guys and they lift at a different time. I mean, we got more schedules going on around here. It's
figure out. So when you got a game that late, do you watch other games? Do you listen to soothing music? Do you have meetings? What do you do?
Yeah, we do all that. we watch some other games. We have meetings. You know, work out a little bit. And, you know, the guys, it's probably hard on the players because they're not going to work out. But, yeah, we do all those things to pass the time.
Soothing music?
Probably not that.
The O-line says they go to action movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they've kind of, I think, had a movie the last few years that now we got the state-of-the-art theater. We might have to outlaw. They might get too comfortable in there and forget about playing a game. So,
you getting Netflix in there?
I don't know. If we do, we're going to have to cancel it because we need to keep that thing one-dimensional, I think, for football.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.